今日经文取自系马可福音第十章三十二四十五节，让我哋用中文读，而家系英文读出。
Today's scripture reading is taken from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verses 32 to 45. We'll first read this in Cantonese and then in English.
系马可福音第十章第三十二至四十五节。他们行路上耶路撒冷去，耶稣在前头走，门徒就稀奇，跟随的人也害怕。耶稣又叫过十二个门徒来，把自己要遭遇的事告诉他们说：看啊，我们上耶路撒冷去，人子将要被交给祭司长和文士，他们要定他死罪，交给外邦人，他们要戏弄他，吐沫在他面上，鞭打他，杀害他。过了三天，他要复活。西比泰的儿子雅各、约翰进前来对耶稣说：夫子，我们无论求你什么，愿你给我们作。耶稣说：要我给你们作什么？他们说：赐我们在你的荣耀里，一个坐在你右边，一个坐在你左边。耶稣说：你们不知道所求的是什么，我所喝的杯你们能喝么？我所受的洗你们能受洗么？他们说：我们能。耶稣说：我所喝的杯你们也要喝，我所受的洗你们也要受，只是坐在我左右不是我可以赐的，乃是为谁预备的就赐给谁。那十个门徒听见就烦恼雅各、约翰。耶稣叫他们来对他们说：你们知道外邦人有尊为君王的治理他们，有大臣操管掌束他们，只是在你们中间不是这样，你们中间谁愿为大就必作你们的佣人，在你们中间谁愿为首就必作众人的仆人。因为人子来并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命作多人的赎价。
They were now on the way up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was walking ahead of them. The disciples were filled with awe, and the people following behind were overwhelmed with fear. Taking the 12 disciples aside, Jesus once more began to describe everything that was about to happen to him. Listen, he said, we're going up to Jerusalem, where the Son of Man will be betrayed to the leading priests and the teachers of religious law. They will sentence him to die and hand him over to the Romans. They will mock him, spit on him, flog him with a whip, and kill him. But after 3 days, he will rise again. Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came over and spoke to him. Teacher, they said, we want you to do us a favor. What is your request? He asked. They replied, when you sit on your glorious throne, we want to sit in places of honor next to you, one on your right and the other on your left. But Jesus said to them, You don't know what you are asking. Are you able to drink from the bitter cup of suffering I am about to drink? Are you able to be baptized with the baptism of suffering I must be baptized with? Oh yes, they replied, we are able. Then Jesus told them, you will indeed drink from my bitter cup and be baptized with my baptism of suffering. But I have no right to say who will sit on my right or my left. God has prepared those places for the ones he has chosen. When the 10 other disciples heard what James and John had asked, they were indignant. So Jesus called them together and said, you know that the rulers in this world lord it over their people, and officials flaunt their authority over those under them. But among you, it will be different. Whoever wants to be a leader among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first among you must be the slave of everyone else. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others and to give his life as a ransom for many. The title of Pastor Wilson's message is True Greatness.
Good morning. You know, often Jesus' most simplest words are the hardest for us to obey.
很多时主耶稣基督所讲的说话听落好似是很简单，但其实是最难的我们去遵行遵守。
You know, as we just read from Mark 10, Jesus' life and teaching turns the worldly understanding of greatness and great works on its head.
就是刚才我们所听到的，就是说，耶稣基督他所讲的，什么叫真正的伟大？
For the greatest work ever done was accomplished by one who gave his life for others.
真正的伟大就是他所去赐给那位，就是主耶稣基督他所做的一切。
And you know, for us sinful human beings, this is hard to take and understand.
作为人，我们很难去明白他所讲的意思。
Because Mark's basic premise is this, self-giving service is the only greatness recognized by the living God.
就是说，我们自己的付出才是能够，真正的，神的真正的，他的自己的付出，是一个才真正的伟大。
Well, let me put it another way. Only those who give of themselves for others will be the big winners in God's eyes.
所以说就是在人，我们在神的眼中里面，谁愿意去献出他自己，付出他自己，才是最后的大赢家。
This simple passage forces us Christians to reflect on what it means to have a servant as our master and Lord.
所以今天的经文就教导我们，告诉我们，我们的主是一个服侍人的主。
Can we shamelessly seek after glory and honor when our Lord Jesus has given his life in a shameful death?
我们能够去跟随这位主耶稣基督，就是他愿意去谦卑，他愿意被嘲笑的，他怎样去死，为了我们去死。
These basic words force us to reflect on how one defines greatness and to examine how to attain it.
所以就说我们要去听到他的说话的时候，我们要明白什么叫真正的伟大。
And obviously, there's a clear contrast here with what the world's notions of rank, honor, and privilege mean.
他所说的说话，对于我们现今来讲，我们怎么去看地位，怎么去看重要，是很不同。
Again, these plain words are saying to us, self-seeking has no place in the church found by Jesus Christ.
所以在耶稣基督所建立的教会，若然我们自己寻求自己的目的的时候，是不应该。
You see, the road to the cross of Christ leads in a different direction than the world's road to success.
所以主耶稣基督神教导我们的什么叫真正是怎样能够去成功，同现今世界去教导我们怎样去成功是很不同。
And if you are a true follower of the Lord Jesus, as you go along his road, seeking glory for yourself is out of place.
所以就说，若然你是想去寻求一个方法去帮助自己能够去成功的时候，去出位的时候，这个不是教会神所教导的意思。
Now, the danger that Mark 10 brings out before us is our overweening ambition.
就是马可福音第十章去教导我们，就说怎样去看，怎样去跟随神。
And John Stott, in his well-known book, The Cross of Christ, remarks that our world and even the church is full of James and Johns, as the text tells us about.
其实这个很出名的讲经家，这个James John Scott，他讲到就是说，我们人很多时候都是一个很大的野心去追求，在他本书里面所讲的讲解就是说，我们在教会当中其实都有很多好似
We human beings are very like James and John's. We're go-getters. We're status seekers.
我哋好似好多人都好似雅各同埋约翰咁样，我哋去追求一啲嘅嘢，我哋要成为有身份或者有地位嘅人。
We crave honor and prestige.
我哋要追求有一个嘅荣耀，追求嘅名利。
And you know what we do well as human beings? We have a knack of measuring life by achievements, by everlasting dreaming of success and honor.
追求嘅就希望就话透过我哋所有嘅成就成功，成为我哋嘅目标，我哋有嘅希望，我哋嘅盼望。
And despite all the warnings that the Holy Scriptures give us, pagan values continue to seep into the church and how the church acts and governs.
在旧约的当中，你睇到就话好多时经文所讲解的已经讲了好多的警告，但是当时的外邦的睇法，好多时都渗入了当时的教会，让他们觉得怎样应该在教会当中应该要得到什么成就是很重要。
If you look at church history, the church has had to endure power struggles that don't look a whole lot different than the pagan corporate world.
但其实你睇翻现今嘅社会嘅教会同当时旧约教会都好似冇乜分别，好多时教会都会喺入边当中去寻求呢、这个力量嘅纷争。
Even today, in local churches, we act more like corporate America than the church of God.
而现今世代嘅教会都系一个同样嘅问题。
But the church can't thrive if the leaders are competing with one another for positions of power.
但是教会当中不能够是兴旺，如果教会当中入面的领袖是互相的去争权夺位。
And as one who has experience in corporate America, you see the pattern only leads to anger and hatred.
所以若然有去看到寻求圣经的时候，圣经的教导的时候，我会看到就是说，若然人是为了去争权，去争到夺位的时候，这种教会只是会寻求到这个愤怒和寻求到这个憎恨。
I have on slide 3 for you a quote from Martin Luther King Jr., the great civil rights leader and reverend.
在我们看到就是说，马丁路德这个领袖，是个civil rights 的领袖，他都是讲解到一些的意思。
Everybody, he said, can be great because anybody can serve.
马丁路德讲过，他说每个人都是伟大，是好的。为什么？因为每一个人都可以去侍奉。
Martin Luther King Jr. continues, you don't have to have a college degree to serve. You don't have to make your subject and verb agree to serve. You don't have to know Plato and Aristotle. You don't have to know Einstein's theory of relativity. You don't have to know the second theory of thermodynamics and physics. You only need a heart full of God's grace.
Martin Luther 说你不需要有一个大学的degree个成就去侍奉，你唔需要知道一啲好重要嘅嘢去侍奉，你唔需要话知道边个系柏拉图，边个系阿里斯多德，你唔需要知道爱因斯坦嘅推动率，你唔需要知道呢个热力学，你唔需要其他嘅嘢，但你所需要嘅系一个神有个恩典嘅心去侍奉。
You and I need our hearts.The core of our beings touched by God's love.
若然你的心是被神感动的，这个就只是你的需要去侍奉。
God truly reigns when Jesus' way of viewing life overthrows this world's destructive ways of living.
若然你是能够去明白，即耶稣基督佢嘅生命嘅意思系就系多过呢个世界的意思，呢、这个先至系神嘅教导。
I hope this scene in Mark 10 in our text today challenges you, and I hope it challenges I. You know, we who are just like the disciples, we need to re-examine our requests to God.
我哋所以喺今天早上喺第十章嘅马可福音，我睇到就系话，我哋要审查我哋嘅心，究竟我哋所追求、我哋所要向神要求嘅系乜嘢咧
？I want you to take a moment and think about your last time of prayer with the Lord。
我想用你嘅时间去试谂下，究竟你上一次你祈祷求寻求神，去想俾到你嘅乜嘢，嗰啲系咩嚟嘅咧
？And I want you to recall what were your requests。To the living God at that time.
你试谂下，就话上一次你去祈祷嘅时候，你求神，你想去求神俾你咩咧
？More often than not, you know what they consist of? About us, about making our lives better.
我哋好多时候所寻求神，我哋求神嘅事系乜嘢咧？就话点样去求神，俾到我哋更加系我哋自己有咩更加好咧？可以。
If you analyze your prayer life, you rarely hear, Oh Lord, make me a better servant. Make me a more faithful servant to others in your name.
我所尋求嘅好多時祈禱係為咗我自己嘅益處，但好少嘅去聽就話我哋尋求神，求神令到我哋能夠成為更加好嘅仆人，俾我哋能夠更加好去侍奉其他人。
Now, secular researchers in psychology have done studies and throughout the ages, and in particular, fairly recently, on the subject of happiness.
心理学家最近嘅都有去研究话，现今人去点睇呢个嘅开心。
And the questions those secular researchers, those psychology experts, that they wanted answered in their research was what makes people like you and I happy.
就呢个心理学家好多嘅研究人员去寻求就系话，究竟乜嘢系令到人有开心咧
？And their findings tell us that if you focus on doing and getting things that give you pleasure, it does not lead to happiness.
而跟住嘅结果就揾到就系话，若然你只系去寻求一啲嘢令到你能够得到或者能够做一啲嘢令到你开心嘅时候。最终嘅，其实呢啲嘢系令到你得唔到最终嘅快乐。
It produces what one researcher has dubbed the hedonic treadmill。
啊，咁一个嘅研究人员咧就讲到好似有个呢个快乐主义嘅一个嘅跑步机咁样推动力。
And what that psychology expert was saying is you become addicted to pleasure。
意思即系话一个人会令到佢自己会更加嘅只系追求快乐嘅意思。
And the result is your need for pleasure, a pleasure fix keeps growing.
就话一个人点能够成长，就话佢只要佢就系话要靠住呢个快乐，不断有呢个快乐，令到佢先至能够有开心。
That's our problem. You're never satisfied. You're never really happy.
但系个结果就系话，我哋人嘅心入边永远嘅唔会受到呢个快乐嘅满足。
And according to the research, scientific studies have shown that the best way to increase your happiness, and this is a secular study, is actually to do acts of selfless kindness.
但系最终嘅研究就话俾大家知就系话，其实最好嘅方法令到人能够最开心嘅就系一个无私嘅殷勤。对大家
，It's to pour yourself out for needy people，
就话佢系完全唔自私嘅，去为到有需要嘅人去施予帮助。
And the main researcher's goal was to show that there are ways of living that the research shows lead to better outcomes in life。
所以话佢哋今次佢哋所嘅研究嘅结果就系睇到就系话，其实系有用，系有方法。嘅生命能够人能够更加嘅开心。
And in their psychological studies, some of the better outcomes were such things such as close relationships and love, well-being, and meaning and purpose in life.
啊，佢所寻求嘅佢个结果就系讲到话，一人中人当关系同埋个爱系好重要。
Those researchers also pointed out that when you are leading an unselfish life of service to other people, it gives you a sense of meaning. You're being useful and valuable of having a life of significance.
你会看到就是人当中能够有一个用途，你看到入面当中有一个重要性，有一个嘅帮助性。
So naturally, those researchers argued that you should live this way in order to achieve these quote unquote better outcomes.
所以就话研究人员讲就话，人应该需要嘅系无私嘅殷勤，去为咗大家嘅工作，去过呢个生命，先至俾到个更加好嘅开心。
In other words, the researchers were saying, live a selfless life because it will make you happy.
他的研究员所说的就是说，若然你能够去活出一个无私的生命的时候，你会有一个更加有开心的生命。
They didn't say it was because you ought to.
他没有说是因为你需要这样做。
And you don't do that, as the researchers tell us, because it's moral to do.
他说你是应该这样做，你不是这样做，不是因为你没有道德的关系。
In fact, in the entire secular psychology study, they never use the word morality.
在研究当中没有说到说，我们应该这样去做，是不是因为道德的观念，他没有说过从来道德这件事。
What I have on slide four is the problem. The problem with that secular psychological premise.
但是当中入面，这个我们人社会当中是怎么看的时候一个问题。
If I lead an unselfish life primarily to make myself happy, then I'm not really leading an unselfish life.
里面讲到就话，若然你是 特登嘅去活出一个好无私嘅殷勤嘅生命嘅时候，去令到自己开心，你系完全靠住一个目的而去做嘅时候，你其实唔系真系好无私嘅生命。As
you can see on the screen, I'm not doing these acts of kindness for others.
因为你系若然有目的嘅，系希望能够得到最终嘅快乐而先至系无私嘅生命，呢一种嘅方法唔系真正嘅方法。
I'm only doing it for myself.
你不是真正为了别人，其实你内心里面是为了自己。
And so the basic premise of that study was we're being encouraged then to live unselfish lives for selfish reasons, which doesn't make any sense.
所以里面讲的就是说，若然人是为了最终是能够自己得到快乐，先至去活出一个无私的生命的时候，这个是错误的看法。
Maybe you think that the only way to live an unselfish life is to try to be moral, decent people.
很多人会想就是说，若然我要去活出一个无私的生命的时候，我需要成为一个好有道德的人。But
this doesn't produce true unselfishness either.
其实也不是一个好好的方法，令到自己是一个好无私的生命。Moralists
believe that one does good and gives generously to the poor to have God bless them.
有道德的人，他觉得就是说，若然我是做好的事，我们是为了一些，我们要去照顾一些需要的人，才能够得到神的祝福，这样才是好。And
this is also selfish.
若然是这样的想法，其实这样的方法其实都是自私。
You see, when you decide to give away your money to meet the needs of the poor so that you can go to heaven, you're caught in the same paradox that the positive psychology research people are caught in.
其实若然你是为了能够去上天堂，你才去给出你的钱去帮助有需要的人的时候，这件事其实都是错。Do
you see the problem? You want to be unselfish because there are benefits for you.
大家睇得出呢个问题咧，就话若然你系活出呢个嘅无唔自私无私嘅生命，系因为你能够最终能够得到呢一个嘅好处嘅时候，系错嘅。In
case of the moralist who's religious, it's eternal benefits.
因为若然你系咁样做嘅时候，其实最终系为到自己嘅益处而去做。
But nevertheless, you're trying to live an unselfish life for selfish reasons, which will never, ever work.
所以就话，若然你系为着自己嘅缘故嘅自私嘅理由，而系活出呢个无私嘅生命，呢样嘢系完全嘅错误。
Now the preacher and theologian Jonathan Edwards, in his book The Nature of True Virtue, addressed this a long, long time ago in the 18th century.
Jonathan Edwards 是一个很出名的牧师，也是一个讲解牧师，也是在他本书里面当中，在17、18世纪当中的时候已经讲解。
And Edwards says, if you don't believe the gospel of grace, you don't do loving or good things for the love of others or for the sheer beauty of it.
刚才说，若然你不是去相信这个福音的恩典的时候，你所做的事不是一个好爱的意，为着爱别人的意思。
If you believe you're saved by your works, you fall into the same condition.
就说若然你是为着希望能够为着你要靠着做工而得救的时候，你都是一个错误的方法去看。
You've never done anything for the love of others or for the sheer joy and wonder of it.
就话我哋从来真系冇真正系为到因为着爱而去做。
You've done it, says Edwards, for yourself.
Jonathan Edwards 讲就话，我其实好多时我哋所做好嘅理由系因为着自己嘅缘故。
Edwards continues, you haven't helped the proverbial little old lady across the street just for her sake, or in the end for God's sake.
就话我哋人，我哋好多时唔会话为着一啲你唔会为着系一个好嘅理由去帮助一个老人家去过马路嘅时候，系为着佢嘅缘故。
You've done it because then you can look at yourself in the mirror and know that you're the kind of person that helps little old ladies across the street.
我哋若然真系话会系去帮助老人家去过马路嘅时候，我哋做嘅时候系因为就觉得哦。我咁做咧，我先系一个好好嘅人。
And you expect to go to heaven someday because of that very reason. That's all selfish.
因为咧，我咁样去帮助一个老人家嘅时候咧，咁我咧先系一个好嘅人。咁因为我做啲好嘅嘢咧，我先能够去到个天堂。其实若人咁嘅睇法，这个都系个自私嘅睇法。
And here's the problem: it'll eventually become drudgery.
就话我哋人咁睇嘅时候，就会话因为我哋所工作而先至嘅得救。
You'll believe yourself superior to others.
我睇到自己系更加比别人好。
You know what you'll say? You'll say I'm not like those other people over there who don't do any good.
我会睇就话，你睇下其他人都冇乜点做嘢，我做得几咁好，我系好过别人。
And so how can you and I escape?The self-referential trap and truly become unselfish people.
So, how can we live a selfless life to become a selfless life?
If secularism, psychology, relativism, religion, moralism don't actually give us what we need to be unselfish, what will? Well, I hope you see today that the answer is we need to look somewhere else besides ourselves.
我希望就今天早上你能够就睇下就话我哋完呢啲嘢，或者我哋睇我哋自己。有咩方法系睇唔到？有咩出路，我先至能够过咗呢个嘅无私嘅生命咧
？And Mark's answer is you need to look at Jesus.
马可福音就讲埋就，我哋点样先能够过出一个无私嘅生命？就话我哋需要就系话我哋要睇着基督。
As Mark explains in our text and throughout his gospel, Jesus is indeed a substitutionary sacrifice.
就耶稣基督，佢系一个去代替性嘅一个牺牲嘅生命。
Jesus has paid it all. He's paid for our sins.
耶稣基督是为着我们的缘故去披上，为着我们的罪而披上一个代价。
And he has proved to our insecure, wary little hearts that we are worth everything to him.
就去证明咗就话佢去帮助我哋，去我哋去代替咗我哋呢个嘅软弱嘅心。
And if you are worth everything to Jesus, then we have everything we need in Him.
就话我哋所需要嘅，所有所需要嘅，已经喺耶稣嘅入边去揾到。
See, it's very important to understand what the scriptures are teaching. It's all a gift of grace.
我哋好需要嘅就明白呢个经文，就因为我哋所得到嘅系完全系因为着呢个呢份免费嘅礼物。
That means we don't do good things in order to connect to God.
就话完全系一个恩典，唔系话我哋去做啲咩好嘢而去得到我所有嘅嘢。
We don't do good things just to feel better about ourselves.
我哋唔系因为要话做啲咩好嘢，系令到我哋开心啲。
If we fall into those traps, yes, you might get a meager upgrade to your self-image that these good deeds would bring to you.
若然我哋话，因为我哋想我哋内心入边过得好啲，先去做啲好嘅嘢，系呢个错误嘅睇法。
But falls way short of the real truth.
我就睇唔到真正嘅意思。
What we receive from understanding why Jesus died for us and how much He loves us changes and saves us from our faulty ways of living.
所以我哋需要去明白耶稣基督为到我哋去死，佢为到我哋。给我们的爱去帮助我们。
If you really understand the cross of Christ, you're blasted out into the world with joyful humility.
所以说，若然我们是明白耶稣基督这个十架的时候，我们才能够去活着这个，在这个世界上充满着这个开心的谦卑。
And with that gift of God's grace, you really understand the cross.
我哋需要有呢个完全嘅恩典，我哋先至能够明白呢一个嘅爱。
Once you understand, now you don't need to help people, but you want to help people.
既然你真正能够明白耶稣基督嘅爱嘅时候，你唔需要去为着一个缘故去帮助别人，而系你真系本身你内心入边好想去帮别人。
Want to resemble the one Jesus who did so much for you, because you know what he did.
你会因为耶稣基督所做的缘故，你好想的好像跟随他，像他一样去为到别人去做更加好的事。
Because you know firsthand of his love for you, then you want to delight, you want to obey, you want to bring delight to him.
因为你见到耶稣基督的为到你的做的一切，你好想好像同他一样这样去做同一件事，去给到他能够有一个开心。
It doesn't matter then if others aren't worthy of that service. That doesn't come into play.
唔係話因為嗰個人係咪唔應該或者唔應該係受到你嘅幫助。
Right? You're gonna do good no matter if they deserve it or not.
無論嗰個係咩嘅人係值唔值得幫助你嘅幫助嘅時候，你會好想嘅去幫助別人。
And only the gospel gives you a motivation of true.Unselfish living.
就是唯有这个福音才能够给到你一个无私的推动力去过着这个无私的生命。
It's the gospel or good news that Jesus saves sinners like us that restores all things.
就是这个福音这个好的信息就是耶稣基督去拯救我们去重组我们的生命。
And that doesn't rob you of the benefits of unselfishness even.As you display it.
让我们帮助我们去过出这个生命。
What a contrast when this true unselfishness is compared to our pride.
就是想看看这个耶稣基督去教导我们这个无私的生命和我们的自私是不同。
Because that's the root of our selfishness, it's our pride.
我们的自私我们的骄傲是一个我们才是真正的我们自私的根源。
We think we know better than God on how my life ought to be, ought to go.
我哋觉得自己系更加去比神更加清楚，我嘅生命应该点样行，点样走。
And that's an utter display of arrogance.
呢个就俾我睇到就话我哋人自己嘅自傲自大。
We want to stake our claim for honor and adoration from others.
我哋觉得我哋自己能够有我寻求自己嘅方法去得到呢个嘅荣耀。
We want to be perceived as a decent human being who does most often than not the right thing.
我哋想俾人哋睇到就话我系一个几好嘅人，因为我做咗几好嘅嘢，做啲啱嘅嘢。
Or to put it another way, we're looking for a crown without a cross.
就意思即系话，我哋希望能够得到一个冠冕，但呢个冠冕当中系冇嘅十字架。
We're looking for a glory without the suffering.
我哋希望能够得到一个荣耀，但当中入边系冇痛苦。
We want the honor without the humility.
我想有当中入边有一个嘅荣耀，但系冇一个谦卑。
And Jesus responds in Mark 10 to the request of these disciples, these followers of Jesus, James and John, to their request for the best seats of honor at the coming messianic banquet.
就系当中呢个马可福音第十章嘅时候。他的门徒雅各和约翰呢在个筵席里面当中呢想坐在神耶稣基督的左右边的时候神耶稣基督怎样去教导他们。
As we read earlier in Mark 10, we saw that James and John, they were looking ahead to the future messianic age.
就说当中看到就说在马可福音雅各和约翰怎样看到他将来日后拯救。
See, James and John,knew the Old Testament. The Old Testament scriptures speak of that messianic age, of this kingdom of God.
约翰和雅各都很熟悉旧约的经文，他看到就是说当中他讲到神的国度，神的国。
And in that coming world, James and John sought a supreme place for themselves.
因为就是说雅各和约翰，他看到自己在将来神的国当中他在入边，会在神入边当中系坐一个好高嘅地位。
And as we read in our text, Jesus takes them to task for that.
而当中你睇到马可福音第十章讲就话，耶稣基督将佢哋带翻去经文所讲嘅意思。
Jesus says they really didn't understand what they were asking.
耶稣基督话俾佢哋知，你哋所问嘅嘅问题系你哋自己唔知问紧乜嘢。
Nor did they understand how insensitive their selfishness was in light of what Jesus was about to do, go to the cross.
耶稣基督就告诉他们，他所要求的其实是很自私，是完全不明白。
We're just like Peter, who acted in that way earlier, when asking Jesus also for a place of honor in the kingdom.
而彼得的在两个经文当中也都好像差不多的意思。
Again, verse 38, you cannot drink of my cup, says Jesus, and be baptized with my baptism. Can you?
在第38节耶稣讲就说，你们不知道所求的是什么，我所喝的杯，你们能喝吗？我所受的洗，你们能受吗？
You see, on the cross, Jesus would drink the cup of God's wrath against our sin.
在十字架当中，耶稣基督去饮的神，他的杯是神俾个愤怒嘅杯去对住呢个嘅对抗呢个嘅罪。
He would be baptized or overwhelmed with the waters of God's just judgment.
耶稣基督佢受洗嘅系受洗用住呢个神嘅审判嘅水。
You see, Jesus was perfectly righteous. He was innocent of any wrongdoing.
耶稣基督系完全嘅公义，系完全无罪。
He was paying for our sin penalty there.On the cursed cross.
他在十字架当中是为了我们的罪而披上这个代价。
And James and John didn't take the time to consider, pause or ponder what Jesus was saying to them.
但雅各和约翰没有用些少时间去想，去研究究竟耶稣基督和他们所讲的说话。
They thought that they could share both in Jesus' cup and his baptism.
他们两个雅各和约翰他们觉得以为他们可以去和耶稣基督的杯和他的受洗一同有份。
Were they slow learners?
是不是他们很慢呢学得
Jesus shows us to seek honor for God the Father rather than for ourselves.
耶稣基督去教导我们就说我们需要是为着神为着父神的缘故去寻求这个荣耀不是为着我们自己的缘故去寻求荣耀。
Now, obviously, this pride and selfish problem is not just limited to Peter, James, and John.
我们为着自己的缘故自私的缘故去寻求这个荣耀 其实我们都同彼得雅各差唔多。
For Mark goes on and tells us the other followers of Jesus heard what had happened.
在其他的门徒或其他跟随耶稣的人都听到当时发生什么事。
And those other followers or disciples of Jesus were furious.
其他的门徒听到之后都很嬲。
You see, their own pride was hurt.
他们自己内心的骄傲是受到挑战。
You see, they too failed to see this basic underlying principle that Jesus was trying to teach them and teach us.
因为他看到就是说他自己都是这个失败，因为他看不到究竟耶稣基督其实是教导他们怎样去过着这个生命。
And what underlying principle is that? It's the way of the follower of Jesus is different. It's different than the way of the world.
就是作为基督就话作为耶稣基督嘅门徒，跟随佢嘅人过住嘅生命，同呢个世界过住嘅生命系完全唔同。
In the kingdom of God, true greatness is measured by our service in the name of God to others。
就话喺呢个神入边角度当中，咩叫真正嘅伟大咧？就系真正嘅伟大系基于我哋系咪为着神嘅缘故去侍奉。
True greatness is seen not in how high up the ladder you've climbed。
不是说我们可以去上位上到几高的位去为人做工。
True greatness is seen in how far down the ladder you're prepared to climb for the sake of others.
意思就是说其实在这个工作上当中你其实愿意几咁嘅谦你愿不愿意你几咁嘅谦卑学下来去为到别人去做工。
A true follower, a true disciple of Jesus,has as its heart letting go of our desire for honor in this world.
真正的门徒就是说他的内心里面是愿意去放低这个怎样世界怎样去看他们 的意愿而去侍奉。
And we do that in order to bestow honor to others.
我们愿意能够谦卑去为到别人的侍奉是愿意别人得到益处。
As you'll see on slide 5, Jesus came to this world to serve others, not to be served by them.
耶稣基督来到这个世上不是被人去侍奉，而是为着人去侍奉。
To give his life for others.
耶稣基督去给出他的生命为着别人。
And if you're a follower of Jesus, you're called to live like your master.
所以话，若然你是跟随耶稣基督的人，你都是被呼召的，去同耶稣基督一样活出这样的生命。
Again, these words are very basic, right? Very simple, but they're always this. You know, Jesus' simplest words are always the most difficult for us to obey.
所以其实当中听落好像好耶稣基督所讲的很简单的字语，但是让到我们很难的去跟从。
Some of the reasons for that is the influence or the pushback that the world has towards an emphasis on the humble life. We don't like being told we have to be humble.
点解系咁困难去能够先至去能够去跟从耶稣基督嘅工作？因为呢个世界话俾我哋知，我哋唔可以去过住一个好谦卑嘅生命。
And here are some of those objections or pushback from the world that.Tells us we shouldn't seek humility.
因为这个世界告诉我们知，我们不应该过着一个谦卑的生命。这个世界告诉我们知，我们不应该去谦卑。
Here's objection one, and it's on the screen for you. Humility, says the world, makes a person gloomy, dismal, downcast, unhappy.
因为第一个，譬如说第一个的指控就话。若然你是过着一个谦卑的生命的时候，你会很沮丧，你会很失望，你会很伤心，你会不开心。
The scriptures say no. Gospel humility frees you from the need to posture and pose and calculate what others think of you.
但圣经告诉我们知，不是。圣经的教导，基督的教导的谦卑告诉我们知，才能够去让我们得到这个自由。我们不需要去看人家怎样去看我们，我们不需要去估计人家怎样去看我们。
You know what humility does for you? You're free to laugh at yourself. You're free to really laugh with a big belly laugh.
因为叫话俾我哋知就话福音让我哋能够先至能够真正得到一个自由去欢笑，得到一个自由去开心。
See, proud people don't do that. They don't really let go and laugh at themselves.
因为自高自大嘅人，佢哋好难嘅，真系好开心嘅去欢笑。
Right? They don't really laugh out loud.
因为就话好自高自大嘅人，好少嘅去好开心，俾人哋见到佢好开，佢好欢笑快乐。
Because proud people need to keep their dignity, right?
因为咧，自高自大嘅人咧，要睇落好似高高在上嘅。
But if you've been humbled by God, you're free to laugh and laugh out loud at yourself.
但系让你系好谦卑嘅时候，耶稣基督让到我哋能够好自由嘅欢喜快乐去笑出嚟。
Here's objection two. That's on slide six. That the world has in their pushback against humility. They say humility makes you fearful and timid.
第二个指控就话我哋唔应该谦卑，就话依人会觉得就话，因为我哋谦卑嘅生命咧，令到我哋好胆怯。
And the Bible's answer to that is no, no way. The world thinks that because they think the best source of courage is self-confidence.
但圣经话俾我哋知唔系咁睇，因为其实最因为就话世界话俾我哋知就话啊，我哋咧一定要有自信，我哋先能够俾到我哋人嘅有一个勇敢。
That's not so. God confidence is the best source of courage.
我哋睇自己嘅自信唔系一个最好嘅方法。其实圣经教导我哋就话，我哋睇到神俾我哋嘅信心，先系能够最好嘅方法，俾我哋有一个勇敢。
And only humble people, those that the Lord has touched in their hearts to make them humble, they lean on God.For confidence.
因为是除非是一个谦卑的人先是为着在神里面的当中他们才有一个真正的信心。
Isaiah 51, the great prophet, verses 12 and 13 says this, I am he who comforts you. Who are you that you are afraid of man who dies and have forgotten the Lord your maker?
在以赛亚书第51章12、13节讲到，唯有我是安慰你们的，你是谁，竟怕那必死的人，怕那要变如草的世人，却忘记铺张诸天，立定基地基，创造你的耶和华。
In other words, if you have a fear of humanity, that's a sign of pride, not gospel humility.
所以话我哋有意思就是话，若然你是如果你是自高自大的人，你不是跟着这个基督的谦卑。
The third objection is on slide 7. Again, these are objections that the world has in our, the Christians, push towards humility.
而第三点就是说，这个世界教导我们知道，我们不应该要有谦卑的生命。
And objection 3 is this, humility makes you passive and removes the driving motor.Of achievement.
这世界告诉我们知道，原来过着一个谦卑的生命，你会变成一个很被动的人，你不会有一个推动力，有想有一个成就。
And the living God of the Bible's answer says, no way!
但是原来信仰神的时候，福音告诉我们知道，这个是错误的看法。
And the world thinks that because for them, the driving motor of achievement is feeding the ego.With your accomplishments.
因为这个世界告诉我们知道，我们要需要有成就，我们才能够有这个推动力去更加去做好。
But as you see on the screen, the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15:10, by the grace of God, I am what I am. I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God.That is with me.
但圣经入边点教导我哋咧？保罗喺个哥林多前书第15章10节嘅讲到就话：然而我今日成了何等人？是蒙神的恩才成的，并且他所赐我的恩是不是徒然的？我比众使徒格外劳苦，这原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。
George, if you don't mind, if you could hit the next slide. The power of God's grace is the heart of the humble believer who depends utterly, utterly on God's, on God to produce incredible energy and industry.
所以我们一个谦卑的心是完全基于神的恩典的方法的时候，先至能够俾到我哋能够真正有力量，俾我哋有推动力。
As you'll see on the screen right before you, the Apostle Paul again, Philippians 2, 12 and 13, as he writes to the Philippian Christians, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God. It is God, he says, who works in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure.
在腓立比书第二章十二至十三节讲到话，就当恐惧战惊，造成你们得救的功夫，因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，就要成就他的美意。
You know, the legacy of John Calvin, the great theologian of a past generation in the Western world, is one of absolute dependence on the sovereign grace of God.
John Calvin 都讲了，就话我哋需要完全嘅去依靠呢个神嘅恩典。
And you know, that's one of the reasons for the unleashing of a tidal wave of energy, creativity, industry, and profound, meaningful cultural shaping labor that we've seen through the ages since Calvin to the glory of God.
所以就话，John Calvin佢讲就话，因为因着神嘅恩典嘅缘故，先至能够俾到呢个世界上人入边当中有一个能力，有一个嘅创造力，有一个嘅意思。
Yes, it is a paradox, right? Deep, humble dependence on the sovereign grace of God has produced world-changing achievements.
所以我哋需要去明白呢个意思，就系话我需要嘅好深入嘅去谦卑，完全去依靠神嘅恩典，先至能够去做出呢个能够改变世界嘅成就。
One obvious example. We have hospitals today. Why? Because of Christians.
就话点解我哋能够去咁样过生命？我哋因为我哋系基督徒。There'd
be no such thing as hospitals.
佢就话当中我哋点解有当中譬如话有医院？因为就当中边系有呢个嘅基督徒。But
it was through the energy, creativity, industry of Christians that produced that.
点解世界上有一个嘅医院，就因为其实系当中入边系有班嘅基督徒去开始去想照顾别人，而开始有一个嘅照顾别人，开始有一个嘅医院。As
you'll see on slide 9, thousands have said with the Apostle Paul in Colossians 1:29, "For this I toil, struggling with all his energy, that he powerfully works within me."
就话喺个保罗，亦都系喺另一个哥罗西书一章二十九节度讲就话，我也要为此劳苦，照着他在我里面运行的大能，尽心竭力。Those
words from the Apostle Paul obviously are not ego exalting pride, it's Jesus exalting faith.
保罗所讲嘅唔系佢为着佢自己自大嘅缘故去讲，而系靠着耶稣基督嘅信心而去讲。I
hope you see that gospel humility, grace-based humility, Jesus exalting humility does not, repeat, does not make you gloomy, timid, passive.
我想提醒大家就系话，基督入边教会基督福音入边嘅谦卑。 基因恩典上嘅谦卑，耶稣所讲入边当中嘅谦卑，唔会令到你唔开心，唔会令到你被动，唔会系令到你去胆怯。But
as I've just shown you from the scriptures, it makes you joyful, courageous, industrious.
既然你系靠住呢个嘅福音嘅谦卑嘅时候。
Or to put it in the way Mark puts it, it makes you a servant like Jesus.
就好似马可所讲嘅，就话咁先至能够帮助我哋，好似耶稣基督一样，成为一个仆人。
And only God can do that.
唯有神才能够做到。
And he does it. He does it through Jesus and the gospel.
就话圣经咪教，就话点样睇，就话系耶稣基督喺福音里边系做到。
You know, humility is glad that God gets all the credit for choosing us. He chose us. We didn't choose him. He chose us, says the scriptures, so that we boast only in him, not in humanity.
是神去自己亲身自己去拣选我哋，去我哋能够先至能够去喺福音入边有份。啊、我哋所就算我哋所夸耀嘅，我哋唔系夸耀我哋自己，唔系能够夸耀我哋自己人去做啲乜嘢，而系神一切嘅都系为着佢缘故。
It's gospel humility that happily admits that everything we have is a free gift from God.
就话我哋需要明白，就系话我哋所拥有一切完全嘅都系神俾我哋嘅免费礼物。
So what are you boasting about？
我哋每一样嘢能够我哋可以去夸耀。
Humility is glad to affirm that God sovereignly governs our heartbeats and safe arrivals and even our non-arrivals。
就话呢个谦卑去证明咗俾我哋睇，就话神嘅主权喺我哋生命去掌管一切。
And the root of Christian humility is the gospel that Jesus died for your sins.
我哋相信呢个基督教当中嘅谦卑，系我哋基于我哋相信，就话主耶稣基督去做我哋嘅罪，而系死嘅福音。
And that's how sinful and dependent you and I really are.
就系开头就话我哋当中入边，我哋几咁嘅犯罪，我哋几咁嘅需要去倚靠神。
And humility gives itself away in serving everyone.
谦卑就话我哋要去俾出我哋自己去侍奉别人。
Humility is glad to affirm that this service is true greatness.
我哋嘅谦卑系让我哋去证明，我哋确认啊，我哋所做嘅嘢系一个真神入边当中系真正嘅伟大。
You know, if we saw a revival and God's sweeping work of humility in us, we would be serving one another.
当我哋系互相去侍奉别人嘅时候，我哋就喺神入边，喺我哋生命当中嘅工作。
And one of the reasons that I pray and preach towards humility is that the church survives and thrives how? By servanthood.
其中一个原因，点解我去教导当中，我哋嘅谦卑系几咁重要？点解？因为喺教会能够去成长，教会能够去兴旺，系因为我哋能够互相嘅侍奉。
The scriptures make absolutely clear: every Christian is gifted in some way to be a servant。
喺圣经咪讲就话，其实我哋每一个人当中，我哋每一个基督徒当中。神已经俾到我哋有一个嘅嘅恩典，我哋能够去互相嘅去侍奉。
And servant volunteers raised up by the living God make our ministry possible.
我哋每一个人系有一个侍奉，我哋可以自愿，我哋系靠着神去愿意嘅，系为教会嘅工作而做工。
So won't you consider today your Lord's mandate?Jesus' very mandate to all of us to go and make disciples, followers of all nations.
耶稣基督去差遣讲到啊，去同我哋讲，我作为基督徒差遣我哋去地极，去到唔同嘅地方去传佢嘅福音。
Be a small group or fellowship leader.
神教导我哋，叫我哋成为我哋小组入边当中嘅领袖，去教导别人。
Be a Sunday school teacher，
啊，去成为一个譬如话主日学嘅教师。
Help serve the youth in our church，
去帮助去小朋友嘅小组入边当中去帮助。
Get involved in the treasury in an administrative aspect of the church，
或者可能够去帮助教会当中文职嘅方面嘅工作。
Be an usher。Be a greeter in the church.
或者我去做一个教会当中去欢迎人嘅，或者去清洁都得。
Get trained to do evangelism explosion or Christianity explored Bible evangelistic studies.
或者系愿意嘅去受教，去学习点样同人哋有系统性嘅三元报道法去传福音，或者去做一个嘅点样去查经。
We need mature Christian women discipling younger women.
我哋需要有一个成长嘅女士嘅基督徒去点样教导后生嘅一辈。
We need mature Christian men discipling younger men.
我哋需要成长嘅男士嘅基督徒去点样教导年轻嘅小朋友。
We need volunteers all over the place, the physical facilities of the church.
我哋需要唔同嘅人愿意嘅去抽身去帮助教会嘅成长。
We need elders and deacons and deacon assistants.
我哋需要教会当中有一个嘅长老，我哋需要有执事。
All these and more are ways to serve and cultivate a servant's heart.
我哋需要好多，我哋有唔同嘅方法，我哋能够去侍奉，去让喺侍奉嘅当中，让我哋更加去培训我哋当中有一个嘅侍奉嘅心。
Follow the servant, the great servant, our Lord Jesus.
这个侍奉的心就是去跟随我们伟大的主，我们的耶稣基督。
Father, thank you so much for the words of Mark. How simple they are, yet how difficult they are.
主耶稣，让我们去感谢你，让我今天早上去学习马可福音，听到的教导听落好似好容易，但系都系好困难嘅去跟随。
Oh Lord, may our prayers not be full of ourselves and our own betterment.
主，让我哋去学习，我哋所祈求嘅唔系只系单着为着我哋自己嘅缘故。
But may we have the faith to ask to be better servants.
让我哋去寻求、去呼求、去问，我哋点样先至能够成为更加好嘅一个仆人。
To serve others in your holy name.
就话系靠着你嘅名，你嘅荣美，我哋成为更加好嘅仆人。
Father, grant us the humility we need to combat our pride.
主求你俾我哋有一个谦卑嘅心，去对抗我哋自己嘅自私自大嘅心。
But we ask that in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
我咁祈祷奉靠主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。